Hello guys, welcome to a new episode of my 5-minute podcast. My name is Julia and today we're going to talk about a really interesting tourist attraction here in London, the Wax Museum Madame Tussauds. Our program for today includes visiting an expert who works in the museum, and she's also going to tell us some basic facts about it. After that, we're going to travel back in time to visit Marie Tussaud personally. So, we're here at the museum in Marylebone Road in London. Now, can you introduce yourself first and tell us something about the museum?
Sure. Hello, my name is Abby and I have been working here for 10 years now. Basically, Madame Tussauds is a worldwide known brand, but the original Madame Tussauds Museum is here in London.
Okay, and what's so special about it?
Many tourists visit this place because it features over 150 lifelike wax figures to take pictures with. There are famous politicians, musicians, actors, celebrities, and important people in history and even sports. And they look super realistic.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you know exactly when it opened first?
Yes, it first opened on the 14th of July, 1835 in Baker Street. And in 1884, it was moved to this road due to some space requirements.
Okay, and who's your favorite wax figure?
In my opinion, Queen Elizabeth II and Michael Jackson's wax statues are the best and the most detailed ones.
Nice! Could you tell us some interesting facts too?
Of course, I'm an expert, huh? First of all, for all the Marvel fans, we have opened a new zone, the Marvel Zone, including a 4D show, and I mean seriously, you will never expect this to get better. With that, Star Wars and alien lovers are most welcome to the brilliant Star Wars Zone. We have to say, the museum isn't that boring at all. And as a memory of the museum, you can make your own wax hand too.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I'm sure that I'll come back to this museum one day and take a closer look at the exhibitions. Well, thank you so much for spending your time on answering my questions today.
Of course, no problem. Well, I hope you have a nice visit next time. Goodbye.
Okay guys, so now we'll travel back to the 19th century to meet the founder of the museum. So right now we're here in Old London in 1848, some years before her death.
I was born as Marie Grossholz in Strasbourg in 1761, and at the age of 16 I made my first wax figure.
Whom did you make? Was it a famous person or did you know him personally?
It was François Voltaire, a famous author and poet. Then, in 1780, I became the art teacher of the sister of King Louis XIV and moved to Versailles.
Okay, and did you ever go back to Paris?
Yes, I did get back to Paris. But then, my mother and I were imprisoned in the well-known La Force prison in Paris, and I needed to make death masks of executed nobles. Marie Antoinette was one of them. 1 year later, in 1794, the French Revolution ended, and I inherited Dr. Philippe Courchet's wax exhibition.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you get married? And who was it?
Yeah, I married François Tussaud in 1795, but I left him behind while traveling across Britain. In 1835, me and my sons opened a permanent exhibition at the Baker Street Bazaar in London.
So, what will happen to your exhibition after your death?
After my death, the attraction is going to be relocated to Marylebone Road.
Wow, that was a nice journey of yours. Goodbye, Mrs. Tussaud. Okay, back to 2026. That was the episode of today. I hope you all enjoyed it and maybe you feel inspired to visit Madame Tussaud. See you next time!